When I laid eyes on my nephew for the first time, I must confess I had to bite my tongue, and I did not say, "This child will wreak havoc in the prep schools of Yorkshire. He will be a byword for trouble, and my goodness me, is he going to give you a lot of grief?" I didn't even say the customary, "Well, he'll be one day a bit of a heartbreaker." I didn't point out the obvious with these words of encouragement: "This is going to be a nuisance for you for the next 20 or so years. Sleepless nights, diversion of your cash flow, disappointment and worry. You may as well have bought a boat." But even though I thought all of this, I didn't say it. Instead, I said what any sane person would say on seeing a newborn child. "Oh, how lovely. You must be so proud. Look at all that hair." Not so for our friend Simeon. He greeted a stranger's newborn child with this belter: "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which we've spoken against. Yea, and the sword shall pierce through thy own soul also." Was it just that poor old Simeon had spent too much time in the temple and forgotten how to make polite conversation? Had he pushed the privileges of his life fellowship too far? Did he not realize that there were plenty of energetic and capable young people to do things now? Well, we might be tempted to consider all of these possibilities, but the scriptures inform us this: he came by the Spirit into the temple. And empowered by that same Spirit, he sung the great song of the church: "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel." I once heard it said that Mozart claimed that he would have given up the inspiration for all the pieces of music he ever wrote if he had just composed the music for the preface of the Mass and the Paternoster. And I wonder how many hymn writers would give up all of their verses for this song which St. Luke recorded in his Gospel. It is a work of art divinely inspired. The translation which we have in the prayer book is worthy of the immortal bard. And it was written and sung by an old has-been, who probably sat at the back of the temple most weeks as the younger priests took over with their energy and their enthusiasm, perhaps with their MBAs in business management, which would help the temple run more smoothly and efficiently and be more relevant. But Simeon wasn't just passing time until his spiritual pension clicked in. This moment wasn't about justifying the years he'd spent hanging around in church. It wasn't a vindication of all those free parish lunches. The utterance of the Nunc Dimittis wasn't even a swan song. It was a calling as pressing and active as any in his life. It was exactly what he had done throughout all of his days. It was a call to worship, and it was an act of worship. But it does leave us with a rather awkward question. Are we open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit? Or are we just resting on our laurels? Have we learnt the two collects of Evensong and maybe Matins as well when we were first enthused by the prayer book? Is our Christian duty done once we've finished running the coffee rota? Or now that the flowers are done by someone else? Or now that that nice young person is handing out hymn books or dealing with the book sale? These are all important parts of parish life. And activity and hospitality and the business of community is all fantastic. But they're only half of the Christian life. We are nothing without contemplation, worship, and the life of prayer, which listens closely to the heart of the Father. In whatever stage of life we're in, are we looking for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit? Today, let's you and I take our cue from Simeon. Our ministry is never a thing of the past. but is constantly being renewed by the Spirit of God. It's the vocation of all of us to be a witness to the things of God and to his presence among us. So now we wait upon the Lord in his temple. We set forth his praise and proclaim his kingdom and show Christ to the world, to whom with the Father and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen.